So the next thing we're going to do is go over some of the landmarks, the major landmarks of the brain. And we've already talked about the cerebrum. It's the mushroom-shaped sort of cap over the brain. It tends to have a wrinkled texture. You can see it on the first figure in the book, Introduction to Brain Structure and Function. And the cerebrum is going to include both white matter and gray matter. In the case of the brain, the gray matter is going to be on the outer surface and the white matter is going to be deep. And again, the cerebrum is involved with conscious thought, processing your somatic sensory information, and coordinating motor, some coordinating of motor information, but also the initiating of motor information. In other words, sending out commands to the body of what to do. I want to point out that the cerebrum is divided into two hemispheres or two halves, a right and a left. And you can't really see that on the very first picture, but if you take a look at actually the picture ventricles of the brain, and we'll get to the ventricles later, one of the pictures does show the two halves of the brain, the right and the left hemispheres. They're divided by something called a longitudinal fissure, which may not be one of the words on your lecture outline, but I do want you to know what the longitudinal fissure is. And I want to point out that the halves of the brain, or the hemispheres of the brain, receive and send motor impulses and sensory information from opposite sides of the body. So the left side of your brain is monitoring sensory information from the right side of your body and sending motor commands to the right side, and then the opposite is true for the other side. In general, the two hemispheres are fairly similar in terms of what they do, but there are some differences in terms of the kinds of information that's processed on the two sides of the body. The neural cortex is going to be the layer of gray matter that covers the cerebrum. And it also covers the cerebellum, by the way. And we call it the cerebral cortex when it's covering the cerebrum. And we can actually call it the cerebellar cortex when it's covering the cerebellum. And this neural cortex tends to be highly folded. And you can see that with all the wrinkles on the surface of the brain.